In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I see light mango.
Dave Wunstedt.
5 o'clock. Make sure, someone write that down for Alex so he has it, okay?
Tanner, you write that down for Alex.
Write that down for Alex so he knows.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wunstedt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wunstedt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see it's tough to get any serious work done here, but...
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
Mine was after the game, Ben Johnson taking off his shirt.
Of course it would. Of course it would.
It was exciting, right? You finally feel like you have a coach who is really excited and just has this energy about him. But I got two questions for you, Coach. Have you ever taken off your shirt in the locker room out of excitement?
No, but I will say this. My wife, I said, how old is Ben? I lost track of that because I said, God, the guy's in great shape. And I looked it up and my wife said, when you were that age, you could have been right there with them. Now, I still, from my age, I'm not bad, but there's no shirt taken off for me. No, I've never done that in the locker room.
It looks like he had been working out and he maybe even had a tan.
Well, no, a tan. Come on. The tan's been gone for two months here in Chicago. No,
all right,
he has been working out.
There's something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You know what? I got to tell you guys this. Monday night, I'm down at Gibson's. We have the corner table, where I can see the TV. My wife and I, the window seat there, high top, in the bar, see the thing. Perfect setup. That's kind of my spot. And people are all excited, obviously, about the Bears. A guy sitting at the table over, he says, Coach, I got to admit to you now. And he goes, I'm a two-finger bourbon drinker. And I went, great. Did he just say that? So he's probably listening. God bless you. Yeah. I appreciated your comment. I know he's listening.
Did you get what you needed from this try by Alex with the bourbon?
Yes, I did. Yes. Because I'm going to another party after this, so I told him two fingers, but the ice kind of... No, Alex was good this time.
Extra ice cube,
there
too.
You go.
Good
job, and Alex. Thank you, Ashley, for the bourbon. That's outstanding.
Wow, you called her Ashley.
I did. That's her name.
Well, I know, but... But you've called her Leslie in the past.
I know. That's when I was drinking Bradshaw bourbon.
Thank you, Leslie.
I
was just telling these guys. Terry called yesterday, and because their big game this week on Fox is Bears Packers, right?
Sure.
So he calls yesterday.
Needs some intel.
And so we're talking for 20 minutes, and he says, hey, Coach, he says, what's Is today Tuesday? What's today, Tuesday? I said, yeah, it's Tuesday, Terry. 1:30 or whatever it was. And he said, God, today, I got to go. I got to call you back. He says, today's my podcast day, and I'm 20 minutes late from getting on, I said, okay, Terry.
He is unbelievable.
He's having too much of his own bourbon.
Coach, what's it been like for you this week? Because Bears-Packers means a lot. You've been dealing with a lot of Packers fans?
Well, yes. They... I was just trying to be honest with my comments on Molly and Haw, and they didn't appreciate it. I think it came down to the game at the end or something. I forget how the question was, and I said, I like Caleb. If each team has one drive, I like Caleb. to win the game. I'm not a big fan of Jordan Love's at the end of the game. I've seen him just, you know, throw interceptions in the end zone and just do stuff. And I mean, Jordan Love, you know, is a maybe a Hall of Famer. Who knows where it'll end up. So I wasn't being really critical of him. I was just making a comparison between the two. Oh, boy. You better not say, if you're a Green Bay fan, you better not say anything about against Jordan Love. That's for darn sure. But
they came to get you a little
bit. But I will say this. Yeah, I will say this. It's amazing. I walk the streets of Chicago. All the shows I do, The Score, NBC, Marquee, on and on and on, Big Ten Network. And I walked all the shows. And when Bears are doing bad, people, I mean, literally, I've been cussed at. I've been, you know.
Fault?
Oh, Coach, they you watched it. You and those blank Bears. This last 2 weeks, I mean, it's amazing. You know how they say Chicago's a great city? Everybody looks you in the eye and says hello to you? Well, that's how it's been for me since the Bears are winning. So my life has been a lot better. And I ain't got a damn thing to do with it. I'm just trying to get from the Score to NBC. That's all.
That
how
is
much
amazing.
Fun was it for you to watch what happened on Friday with the Bears versus the Eagles?
Wow, and that's right in my wheelhouse. You know, the way the Bears won, you know, running the football like they did, and how they're doing it, and that leads me to the next point. You know, when I was working for Fox in LA. It's when the 49ers were Shanahan, when they were going to Super Bowls. I'm thinking you back 4 or 5 years, whatever it was. And I did a story for TV for Sunday for the pregame show about their offense. And the bottom line was that they were doing more shifts, more motions than anybody in the NFL. But the key point was that for every time they motioned or shift and they had a running play, they had an identical pass play off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm watching all their game tape, if you're playing linebacker and here they come full speed ahead, it's really tough to tell, is it a run or is it a pass? And as I watched the Bears with our motions and our shifts and the misdirection runs, That was the first thought that came to my mind. I mean, you cannot be on defense and say, okay, you know, they're lined up in the eye and it's going to be two backs and two tight ends and they're going to come right at us and try to bloody our nose. I mean, the highlight play for me was the one there were a lot of them. I mean, that little toss play that we cut back and they used Cole Kmet as a trapper. We call it a wham, but it was actually a trap. He motioned one way and came back and blocked, just cut down the defensive end, got his hands down until Swift hit it, and they tossed the ball. Swift took one thing. The Eagles started running like it was a toss, and the whole design of the play was to cut it back across the grain. So, I mean, there was just a lot of that stuff that we're doing that's really, really good. And God, to beat the Eagles like that without throwing the ball, people realize that the longest pass a wide receiver had all day was 13 yards.
Man.
We had one pass play over 20 yards, and that was the last one to commit. We had two runs over 20. So we had more big plays in the running game than we did in the pass game. And to beat the Eagles like that, and I'm going to give my Cowboys a little bit of love here because I think the Cowboys took the heart out of the Eagles the week before. Eagles were up 21-0, right? And the Cowboys came back, shut them out the second half. Give Matt Eberflus credit. That defense, in the past 4 weeks, got people, you know, their defense has gone from 30th to in the top five in the NFL, Dallas's defense, in the last 4 or 5 weeks. And so they shut them out the second half, and then they lose. You know, then Dallas beats them 23-21. I don't know if the Eagles will recover all year from that, really.
Coach, there's a lot of good stuff in there. So the way they ran it against the Eagles, can they do that against anybody? Like, did they show you that they can do that against anybody, or was there something about the fit?
Every week there were some variations. You know, the one play that I loved is when they motioned, if you can picture this, they motioned Swift from a receiver spot in a slot to the backfield. Okay, so he was actually lined up like a fullback. And on the snap of the ball, they blocked everybody down.
Yep.
It was a counter step. the back. Monongai took a step to the left. Again, misdirection to get them coming this way. But the key to that is how you're going to block the end guy on the line, because he's looking right at you. And this is really genius, I think, of Ben. I mean, they released Swift. I'm sorry, they released DJ Moore like he was a receiver. So the defensive end is Lawrence, and DJ runs by him like, okay, and kind of puts his hands on him. So the natural reaction is, oh, man, this is a receiver. He's going out for a pass. So he puts his hands on him and takes one step to widen. Everybody else is blocking Don, and bang, we hit that thing right inside him. I mean, it was a great executed by the players, but really great design, I thought. You know, and little things like that. They impressed me. I know the running game pretty good. I got fired for running the ball too much, so I know the running. But
if they go out and they try to do
47
this...
runs too. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Bears had 47.
They ran 6 yards to carry.
They ran 85 plays, Coach.
Coach, they were getting close to my 40. Well, Ricky had what, 42 himself. We had
42 with 35 scissors. Yeah. Right. But so if they go out and they try to do that against Green Bay, what's different?
Well, I think Green Bay's playing better right now than the Eagles are. They're a lot more incentive. They're going to try something. I don't think they'll try the same thing. There'll be a little variation one way or another. But, and the Eagles, one of their big defensive tackles is out, you know, so that's going to be good, you know. And what they do, and the big thing will be Parsons. That's going to be the talk. You know, TV will be talking that up till you're forever. But I don't know. I mean, I got a whole different opinion on how I had Jason Taylor, and I wouldn't move Parsons around. I mean, I think that's the Bears' advantage, because I saw Parsons was lined up as a middle linebacker, and the ball was snapped, okay? Who'd they play? Detroit. Detroit snapped the ball. Cousins had the ball and was doing this before he even got to the line of scrimmage to rush. You know what I mean? So I think I'd put him at defensive end, and I just leave him there.
Well, John Kuhn was telling us yesterday that first and second down, he lines up primarily on your left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it'll be interesting to see what the Bears choose to do to help out. If Ozzie Trapillo's their man there again this week, if how they go about trying to help him against him. The problem for me is that guy's a monster. The other guy, Rashawn Gary, also really good. Like, the amount of attention that you have to pay to both of those guys is something that Ben's going to have to account for. What I think is interesting, I'd love to get your opinion on it. You were talking about this run game and what Ben's offense has been all about. The motions, the shifts, the misdirection,
mm-hmm.
the fact that we haven't seen the Bears jump off sides over the last few weeks. Everything looks like it's more buttoned up. What do you attribute that to? Because it seems like everyone's got it now, what Ben is trying to do.
All jumping off sides is lack of focus, right? I mean, just concentrating on what you're doing and being disciplined. I mean, I just think that the guy's gotten better. I mean, you know, everyone's talking. I don't know whose offensive line is the best or the worst, but I'll tell you what, ours is playing as good as anybody right now. And, you know, Ryan Poles deserves some credit. I mean, you know, we are playing with 4 out of our 5 offensive linemen are new from last year.
You're rotating a left tackle.
And we're rotating a left tackle.
They've had 3 different left tackles this year.
Yeah. So it's that offensive line coach, he's done a great job of bringing these guys together, and it's it's really been fun to watch. It really has.
Yeah, damn Roshad doing a great job. So what's the counter? Like, if you're a defensive coordinator, as you were for decades, or a head coach, as you were for a long time as well, how do you counter what the Bears are doing? You bring safeties up? Do you load the box? Are you afraid of this Bears offense then throwing it on you? What do you do differently if you want to stop a run game like that?
The first time they played the Vikings, if you remember on this show, I talked about it. When teams run the stretch play like the Bears do, and then they cut it back, that takes a talented back to be. The linemen are going to take it away you want to go, And then it's up to the back on his own to start coming back. And he could hit that thing at three different places in one game. And it's the same play. Now, how I would defend it is what the Vikings did in the first game. The Vikings in the first game, they were knocking our guys back. Now, I think our offensive line's a lot better today. But if you get penetration up the field, all of a sudden it cuts down on the cutback angle of the back.
So the Eagles were like following the line and letting them get pushed side to side.
They were flowing to the ball.
And that's how you get them sideways.
That's how you get them going sideways, and that's where the big lanes come in to cut back. If you come up the field this way, all of a sudden I get the ball, and there's a guy right there that I don't have that cutback. If that guy's 2 yards off and running, boy, there's a soft spot there now.
That's just with the regular personnel. That way you're not loading up personnel. You're just making it muddy with the guys you have there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all you got to do. I mean, we did that. I mean, that's could we face that play? I mean, the plays are the same. I mean, the run game really hasn't changed. Now everybody's running the counter. The kings of the counter back in the day, really, when I first started coaching the NFL, it was the Washington Red Commanders now. With
the Hogs.
With Jacoby and Grimm and those guys and John Riggins and whoever else they had. They would run that counter play until you surrendered, and they would maul you. And how did we stop that? We would get up the field and we would knock those pullers off,
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So it's
look at that smile on Coach as he thinks about this.
Well, Denver with Alex Gibbs and Schlereth and all of those guys, they were doing it. It's, it's big stuff. Coach, we've been talking a little bit about the concept of managing the game at the quarterback position. Spiegs and I think we found where we're at on it.
Yeah, we got it, Coach.
That the idea of
Ben, tell him you got it.
Managing the game is fine, and seeing Caleb manage games lately, even though the statistics don't look great, but when those big moments come up, he's been big in those moments. How do you deal with this where everyone wants the quarterback to be the reason why the team's winning? And I feel like Caleb's doing a pretty good job of just kind of going with the flow and now starting to pick his spots on when to be aggressive.
You know, what's funny, I remember Tom Brady when he was with the Bucs 2 years ago, he came out of the game and he threw, I don't think he threw the ball down the field, and the Bucs won by 2 scores, and he says, and they asked him, they said, geez, Tom, you really didn't throw the ball down the field too much. And he says, well, I knew I didn't have to. He says, the way our defense was playing in our running game. You know, so, I mean, Brady knew as a quarterback, and I was just amazed by that comment because he wasn't just playing the quarterback position. Huh. He knew how good his defense was playing, how good his running game was, and he put it all together and said, okay, I don't need to take any chances. All I got to do is just take the money, take the easy throws, and we're going to win this game. And that was his comment, and people were like taken back. And I remember saying to myself, wow, you get a quarterback that understands the big picture like that, that's pretty remarkable.
And
I think by managing the game with Caleb, I mean, you know, whether he realized what he was doing or not, that was the key. I mean, like I said, we did not have – I remember the I guess it would have been, I don't know, in the 80s. I was at the U because I remember the game was in the Orange Bowl, and the 49ers beat the Cincinnati Bengals, okay? And
talking about the John Taylor touchdown to win it?
Yeah, John Taylor touchdown. And I was at, we watched that game. I went up, we took our wives and Jimmy and his wife, and I remember being at this place we used to go to down in Miami, and Joe Montana and Marino and some guys walked into it, okay?
Hmm.
And Montana was we were talking about that game, and he said the longest pass that he completed all day was one 20-yard pass to Jerry Rice. Now, there was a lot of run after the catch, okay, and a lot of big plays, and that's been in my mind because I think that's the one thing that the Bears that's to come yet. You know what I mean? When you see Detroit play, and that's Ben's offense, you see St. Brown and those guys catch that ball, and they were, I mean, if you don't tackle them, they're going to go 50 yards and score.
Yes, sir.
And we haven't quite got to that point yet, in my mind, you know, watching the Bears.
That's great stuff, because he did that with Taylor and with Rice. At the same time, Marino was doing it with Duper and Clayton.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd run these little 10-yard passes, and those guys would run for 60.
Exactly. And so, you know, you come out of the game like we did, and you say, okay, there weren't any big pass plays. But, you know, I think the run after the catch is still – it's still on the way. You know, there's a lot of offense yet that we can I think that the Bear fans are going to see, and we're going to need. And you know what? Everyone's saying, oh, you know, we're running it this many times. Hey, this might be the game. You never know when you're going to go out there and crazy things happen with your defense or turnovers on offense, or you can't run the ball, and now it's the fourth quarter, and you look up, and Caleb's going to have to throw it 40 times. You know, so that's coming. I mean, there's no question about that. But until you have to do it, don't force it. Just do what you have to do to win. That's the game.
We're broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, through it all. Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in Sunday from noon until 3:25 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show, streamed exclusively on YouTube and Twitch. The postgame show is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Coach, did you come into Chicago and say, we're going to beat the Packers? Like LaFleur, Ben clearly said, LaFleur, I like beating him.
No, we beat them my first game we played them, and that was basically it. And, you know, but it was Brett Favre and Reggie White and Sean Jones. Oh, God. I mean, you know, they were every other year or something going to the Super Bowl, you know. It's kind of funny because now I'm at the Dolphins, okay? My first game at the Dolphins, we open up with the Seattle Seahawks. Mike Holmgren is the coach, and Mike and I are good friends to this day. And they put my picture on the damn ticket, you know, and I was trying to just hide and get this game out of the way. And they're you know, it's a big deal down here in Miami. And so we're playing them in Miami, and I am going back to, because I know Mike's offense. I mean, I was the defense coordinator of the Cowboys when he was with the 49ers. So I've been defending this offense for it seemed like forever, okay? So, you know it inside and out, and it's who got a player that can make a play. And so we're getting ready for this game. And, God, I'm just a wreck because it's the first game in Miami. It's at home, sell out. Here we go, on and on and on. Home, you know, the Green Bay offense. I got Brett Favre nightmares in my sleep. So we play the game, you know, and we shut them out. I think it was 23-0. We intercepted them four times. So we're walking over to shake hands afterwards, and Mike puts his hand out, and he shakes, and he says, wow, those plays didn't look the same without Brett Favre in there, did they? And I love that call. I don't know. I forget. And I says, no, I guess they, you know, and I'm walking back into the locker room saying, you know what? They didn't. We intercepted them all, you know. So, but he was great. He was great. He said, yeah, you know, those damn plays didn't look the same, did they, without Brennan.
What was ownership like
with you, did they want to talk to players when you were coaching about the Bears-Packers rivalry?
Yeah, because George talked to the rookies this week about the Packers.
Oh, did he? Yeah. You know, the route that I went, I had a lot of guys on the team that I kept a lot of guys.
There holdovers were, from like 85.
Yeah, there were 14 when I first took the job, and I think we ended up with about 8. You know, but on that, on my first year, it was Dent and McMichael, and it was, you know, Sean Gale, and it was Kevin Butler and Van Horn. So, I mean, I had a nice group of guys, and they were all Fridge, and they were all fantastic. They were all, you know, at the end. It was their last hurrah. And so what I did, I had them. I said, hey, Kevin, I want you to – I remember specifically, I forget who else I had. I think I had 2, maybe 3. McMichael, I might ask Steve to do something, but I remember specifically Kevin Butler because he really he brought it to life, and I had him stand up and talk to the current team about the rivalry, you know, back in the days and what it was all about, and they lived it. So I mean, I think that was probably a little bit like George. I mean, George has lived this his whole life, so it brings it to life a little more, and it was good. So I didn't know that George McCaskey did that.
Yeah, he likes to share the history of the team. I think it's probably a good thing. He doesn't like to say the word Packers. He, like Jared says, the team up north. Or I think, doesn't he call them like the Evil Empire or something like that? Like he's got a couple different names for them that are not the Green Bay Packers.
He also owns urinal pucks with Packer logos on it. And at Virginia's funeral, those were in the bathrooms.
Come on.
No, seriously.
It's a true story,
That's
Coach.
A real thing. That's a real thing
that
happened.
That's a true story.
By the way, tonight, you want to talk about something big.
Go ahead.
Coaches, Cowboys, Thursday Night Football, we will have the game for you as the Cowboys take on the Lions, and this could be a playoff elimination game. We will carry pregame starting at 6:30 and kickoff at 7:15 here on The Score and the Odyssey app. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get Coach's keys to the Bears getting a victory against Green Bay. And he's going to have some picks, too. I'm looking at it right now. Let's see what he's got next here on The Score.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.